Hey guys, it's Liv. I'm so excited for you to listen to this episode, but before you dive in, I wanted to give a little introduction because this episode is on a topic that we haven't dove into too much on Wellness Digest. This episode is covering hypnosis and past life regression and basically all things energy and connecting to your source or your spirituality. Energy can be a really confusing topic, especially because it isn't something concrete like nutrition or your diet. It isn't tangible and it can mean different things based on your spiritual beliefs. So I wanted to give a little bit of context and info. As you hear, we have Madison on, who is a quantum hypnotist, meaning she conducts hypnosis sessions in person and virtually to help people with a ton of different health issues, emotional things, trauma, or if they just really want to connect with their deeper self. So we state this in the episode, but I just want to give a little Spark Notes version of what hypnosis is. So hypnosis is a process where you are led through a visualization to get your brain into a theta wave state. This is kind of like the feeling right before you fall asleep. Right before you fall asleep and right when you wake up, your brain is still in that theta wave state. So you are just extremely relaxed and can work on the subconscious mind. And we've talked about in a lot of episodes how the subconscious mind is a lot of the times where your programmed beliefs, your trauma, and your emotions are stored. So when we can get into a theta wave state, we can work with that part of the mind and help ourselves heal a lot of things. Past life regression is a form of hypnosis where you do a visualization that basically takes you back to a past life you may have had. You may just hear me say that sentence and be like, what in the literal world? How can you do that? I know it sounds a little bit wild, and we will give you context as well as tell you about my experience during this episode, but a past life regression is just a different form of hypnosis. You may hear some terms like light language and download that Madison says, and these basically all mean the same things. It just means that Madison or somebody else has received kind of a sign from the universe. Some people get these signs in the form of gut feelings. Some people get these signs in the form of downloads where maybe they see things or hear things from the other side. But this all really just depends on what type of spirituality or religion you subscribe to and what you believe is like the higher power in this world. So I hope that was helpful, kind of understanding really quickly what hypnosis is, what past life regression is, and just beware, you may hear some terms in here that you haven't heard before, and that is terms that people who are in the spiritual world or maybe working with the spiritual realm use. So I hope you enjoy this episode, and always feel free to DM us or Madison if you have any questions. Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Wellness Digest. Today we have our first guest of season 4, and it is one that kind of came about recently because I did a session with her, and so we're really excited to talk about hypnotherapy and past lives today. And the reason we wanted to talk about this is one, because I had kind of a crazy experience, which me and Madison can explain, and we can tell all the details about my experience. And then two, as we talked about in our trailer, this season for us in Wellness Digest is really just about like diving deeper into health, not just like basic little nutrition things or digestion. Like, we've covered all of that. And so now we want to get into like the very deep, interesting healing and different modalities you can use and whatnot. So our guest today is Madison, who is a quantum hypnotherapist at Higher Hypnosis. Did I say that correctly?
You did.
Okay, perfect. Well, welcome to the podcast, Madison.
Thanks for having me.
We are so excited to chat with you and have our listeners learn about this, because I think that I like came to the world of hypnotherapy maybe like a year ago when I saw people posting about how it had like such profound effects and impacts on like their emotional health, their healing. They had a really horrible breakup and they were able to like emotionally get through it with hypnotherapy, clearing their skin, just like things where you're almost like, okay, I need to see the proof. Like, this sounds too wild. And so I started doing YouTube hypnotherapies I think about a year ago, and I still do them every single day, but my first in-person session was with Madison. I think it was like a month ago, and yeah. I specifically did like a multiple hour past life regression, which is just like a wild experience. I know Tatum wants to do one now because it's so cool. But before I go off on a ramble, because I could probably talk about this for so long, as I'm sure you could, just introduce yourself to the audience. Tell us what you do and kind of how you came about into the crazy world of hypnotherapy.
It is such a crazy world. Well, I started off, I'm a lawyer, and I was living that life for a while. And I was so in like my analytical brain, in my right hemisphere of my brain. So I was just always on these thought loops, always just in my masculine energy. And at one point I reached this breaking point, and I was in this like the deepest, like darkest depression I've ever been in. And I was on top of a mountain, and I was just like, help me, somebody. And at that point I cracked open, and like light just flowed into me, and I received all these messages and just like light language, which is just a whole nother story. But since that day, that was the start of my spiritual awakening. And then just since then, I just dove into the woo-woo world and just have each year, I think, okay, like the woo has, I've plateaued, but it just keeps, it keeps coming. So I've always been obsessed with the subconscious mind, because it controls everything that we do. So what connects the subconscious and the spiritual world is hypnotherapy. So I just thought like that would be the perfect thing for me to do. And becoming a hypnotherapist actually came through channeling and light language. I had no idea what it was before I received it in like a download. But yeah, since then, I've just been doing it, and it's been so fun. And I learned, so it's so nice to like learn from other people, because everyone has just amazing messages about life. And, you know, we're just all so connected, and like we are all one, which I know so many people say that, but it's just like, it's true.
So can you explain a little bit more like subconscious mind for dummies? Because I think when I was getting into like this type of thing, I just like could not grasp like what is the subconscious mind, and like how does therapy connect or hypnotherapy connect it and like get to it?
Yeah. So the subconscious mind makes up a majority of our being. So 5% of ourselves are our conscious mind. So that's like, you know, our thought loops, kind of where most people live. But 95% of who we are is our subconscious mind. So that is our body and our like our spirit body. And it's the part of ourselves that is connected to the quantum realm. So it's the part of the body that is connected to infinite intelligence. And we all think that our mind is like the smartest thing, and like we lead with our mind. But our body is actually like the most intelligent. So when you tap into the body and like listen to it, that's where you're going to be most guided. So yeah, the subconscious is your body, the spirit realm. And then all, if you've heard of Akashic Records, it's basically like all of your past lives. So it's the part of like, it's your soul. It's what knows this life, everything about you, and everything about you from your past lives. So that is the subconscious mind.
Where did you feel like your spiritual health was before you started doing this?
Non-existent, really. Before the spiritual awakening, I wasn't raised in any type of religion. And it was before, I think people are more aware of spirituality because it's very popular on like TikTok and such. But when I had my spiritual awakening, I literally thought I was going like bonkers. I was just like, what is happening? Like no one was talking about this stuff, or at least no one, I was around lawyers all day. So like, they're definitely not talking about it. So yeah, I was just kind of very in the material world, had no idea of like what was all around us.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
I wanted to ask you, when's like the first moment that you like realized you had this gift? Like, was there a specific moment you can remember where like it really like came through to you and you like really tapped into it? Or was it just kind of like gradual?
It was pretty gradual because I denied it for so many years. I would get these messages, but would just convince myself that I'm talking to myself and that I'm making all of this up. And so it was just more of a gradual thing. And like the more I surrendered to it, the more like powers I received. So it was a long span of time because I was still thinking, you know, I'm going to be this big corporate lawyer and I'm going to like make tons of money. I'm going to live this like very rich materialistic lifestyle. And then I was having these messages of like, go to the woods, meditate, and like just those type of thoughts. And it's like, who the fuck is that? And I would just kind of like push it away. But then when I accepted it, then it was like, I was connecting to something else that was providing me like so much information.
And so when you say like you got those messages, was it more just like a gut feeling intuition you had, or do you like hear actual things coming in?
It's kind of hard to describe, but it's basically just, you know, how you talk in your head. It's like that, and it's my voice too, but it's just not something I would say. Like it's not on my, we like 95% of our thoughts, we think like every single day, not a lot of new thoughts come in. So when a new like random thought comes in, that's how you know it's from like your higher self or from God or some, whatever you believe in.
That's so interesting because I bet if like Tatum, I, or like anybody listening was like a little bit more tapped in and like was really listening to those things, we probably all have like some type of guidance, some type of channeling, like spiritual side.
Yeah, we all have these powers. It's just about, like you said, tapping into them. Because you can have those new thoughts, but you could just think, oh, that's just like me bringing in a new thought. But when you kind of when you characterize it as, oh, this is from my higher self, then it like creates energy with you and your higher self, and it just like grows stronger and stronger.
Yeah. And so this leads us to the perfect segue of how you tap more into that, get in more in tune with your intuition, your subconscious mind. I think that hypnotherapy is also something that is a little bit confusing to people. It was confusing to me as well. So can you explain like what hypnotherapy is and maybe what a session with you would look like doing hypnotherapy?
Yeah. So hypnotherapy, I essentially guide you through like a visual experience. And through that, we're shutting off the right hemisphere of your brain, which is where your ego lives. And we're heightening the left hemisphere. So whenever certain hemispheres are shut down and the other ones are heightened, we can access more of the quantum field. And, you know, the right hemisphere of your brain is what holds all of your memories and your visuals and like all the information from your past lives. So when that is just tuned up and the left side, your ego is turned off, we can access like all the information that your body holds and that like the spirit realm holds. So basically just I have a certain like cadence to my voice when I'm hypnotizing, and then the certain visuals that I take you through kind of shuts down that part of your brain, and then you can fully tap into your higher self or to God, whatever you believe in. I always call it my higher self because that's just what I connect with, but some people want to tap into like their spirit guides or to God or whatever. What was your other question?
Just, I think it was just what a session with you would look like. And you kind of explained it's a visual experience, which is a great way to explain it because it is kind of like a guided visualization of some type.
Yeah. People think I'm going to like, you know, hypnotizing you. I'm going to have total control over you. But it really is a co-creative experience. Like, we're just talking the whole time and I'm just guiding you and you're just taking me through what you're seeing. So you're conscious, but you're just like, what's amazing about hypnosis is it allows you to shut off, you know, this busy world, all of your thoughts, and to completely focus on one thing. Putting yourself into that puts you into a theta brainwave state, and in theta is where all healing occurs in your body. And we are in theta 2 times a day, 5 minutes before we go to sleep, 5 minutes when we wake up. So that's when you want to be doing like your affirmations and your visualizations for your manifestations, because that's when your subconscious is open to receiving. Because your brain waves are like this. So you have this thought, this seed that you want to plant, and it can flow into your subconscious versus when we're in beta, which is what we're typically in, the waves are like this. So if you want to like plant this seed, it's just much harder to travel to the subconscious. So in hypnotherapy, you're very suggestible. So if you want to change something about yourself, we can plant the seed and your subconscious will accept it.
That's so interesting. So when someone is like describing to you, like what they're visualizing, are you like kind of asking them questions back to like try to like go deeper?
Yeah. So I really allow the subconscious to fully take over. It goes to a certain past life because you have a message there. So I'm just trying to find the message that it's wanting to come out. But usually it does a good job of doing itself. So I just ask basic questions of they'll lay the scene out and I'll be like, okay, look around, like what's to your left, what's to your right, what are you wearing? And then I'll have them like, oh, walk down the street. And then like it just starts to flow. And with each visual that they're telling me, I'm just like basically asking like, okay, well, what are you doing now? Okay. Let's jump a couple days to see what that day actually turned out to be. So it is just flowing, and the subconscious really does all of the work. I'm just there like being super curious about what the fuck is going on. Like, cause they see, but I can't. So I'm trying to figure out where we're going with it all. But during the hypnotherapy session, the last question or the last scene, I'll take you through your death. And typically the last day of your life is when all of your regrets come in and like everything that you learned in that lifetime. So I will ask, you know, what was your purpose in that lifetime? What did you learn? And like kind of what did you regret in that lifetime? Because we have the tendency to repeat. So that's why past life regression is, it's super interesting because a lot of the times your regrets in your past life, you're living in this current life, because you have to reincarnate again because you didn't learn those lessons. So it gives you a chance to change the cycle and to break the cycle and to not live those regrets again. And they're always all so similar of just like, stop stressing so much, just like live in the present, like the future. They're just all the same. Just love yourself. Nothing is ever like, wow, that was profound. It's always so simple, but so hard to embody.
Yeah. So past life regressions are a form of hypnotherapy. Is that the main type of sessions you do, or do you do any other types of hypnotherapy that don't involve going back to your past life?
Past life is the main thing I do because it's, even if you're not interested in a past life, it's the easiest way to get your brain fully into theta. So I typically will just start off with past life. And then if you want to focus more on this life and regression in this life, not past life, past life just allows you to fully surrender and fully get into that brainwave state. But I do, you know, if someone wants to quit a certain habit like smoking, that's a big one that people will come to me for, but that's much easier. That's an easier state of hypnosis. And that's what most hypnotherapists do, is just like the habit breaking. Quantum is like the next level, and a lot of hypnotherapists don't go there. So yeah.
That makes sense. So you mentioned the smoking. I feel like I came to you just because I'm just like on a spiritual exploration and I was so interested about this, but like, what type of like ailments per se do you like hear a lot that people come to you with that want to work through hypnosis?
A lot of childhood trauma. That's probably my number one thing. I work on myself personally, perfectionism. That's a big one for me. So those, I would say those are the two. I really tap into the perfectionism, just because I work so much with myself with that. But the inner child healing, and then, just specific habits like weight loss, smoking, drinking, any kind of addiction. And if someone wants to heal their body too, I haven't personally done it, but, Dolores Cannon, who taught me this technique, if you look her up, she's cured cancer. She's cured like all types of diseases just through like this type of hypnotherapy. And even in our class, a doctor came in with like the scans, and there was this big tumor that this person had, and she hypnotized this guy, and we could like see the light like coming into his body. And then after the session, the doctors like scanned him again, and like the tumor was completely gone. So it's really amazing. Like the body is so intelligent and it can heal itself. It's just, we have to get out of our own way and allow it to. So it's really amazing what hypnotherapy can do. I haven't fully tapped in to that yet, but I'm sure with like more experience that I'll be curing cancer over here with these hands.
That's so crazy. And I think that's like why we really wanted to do this episode with you, because I think a lot of people think that like healing is like purely physical or like purely emotional, or like, I don't know, people just sometimes have like a one-sided definition of healing, and there's all these other like cool modalities that you can kind of like mix in that will like open up things that maybe like you didn't even realize that you like needed or wanted to heal. So that's something that I find like that could be really cool about trying out something like this. But I have two like kind of just like random questions I thought of as you were talking. The first is, have you ever done past life regressions with like two people, like two friends or even like a couple that's like in a relationship, and like kind of like tried to figure out maybe like why their paths crossed again? Is that something that you've ever done before?
It is. And I haven't hypnotized them together, but a lot of people want to know like if their partner in this life was someone in their past life. That is a question that you can ask. And a lot of the times, you know, we have this spirit family that, you know, we decide, okay, we're all going to go to Earth. You're going to be my sister. You're going to be my lover. You're going to be my dog. And you play out this life. And then once you pass, then before you reincarnate again, it's like, okay, you got to learn that lesson again, because you were too in your head, you were too in your, you know, not in the present moment. So you're going to come back again as my wife. Or so it is. And these are messages that I received in hypnotherapy sessions with other people, like people telling me this is what is after they pass. They're like, oh, I'm like with my spirit family, and we're just all deciding to reincarnate again. And this is what we're doing. And it's amazing that so many people are telling me the same thing of they pass and like, oh, I see the light. They go into the light, and then they're in this like place of just review of the life. And then they're like, okay, let's reincarnate again. And then they decide. A lot of people in your lifetime here, they're in your past life as well, which is really fun.
That is so wild. And I feel like it explains why like some people like just feel like such like a soul connection or such a deep connection to somebody. And you're like, how? I didn't know you for that long. Or like, how did you develop it in this amount of time? But it totally makes sense that you can cross paths with people. They can be in your spirit family. I love that. I would love to know who's in my spirit family.
Yeah.
Did you have a second question, Tatum, before I go off on my questions?
Oh yeah. This is my second question, just out of curiosity, and you don't have to share this and we don't have to include it in the episode, but I was just curious about your own past lives, like what you've discovered about yourself.
My past life is interesting. I don't have many past lives. I can't tell if this is my first life or not, because in hypnotherapy, there's this wave of people that it's their first time experience life. A lot of people are like on their reincarnation wheel, their karmic wheel. And so you're kind of just have been to Earth many, many times. You're very wise. So the times I have been hypnotized, so the experience was I was on the outskirts of Earth, and I was basically just this ball of light, and I did not want to come to Earth, and something was telling me that I like had to, and I fought it so much. And so they decided that a person in my spirit family was going to travel to Earth with me. And so that was the way to get me to go. And so me and this soul traveled together, and it was like, it was similar to, have you seen that movie Soul? Okay. Very much so that vibe of like, we were traveling and it was like really fast, but like time wasn't existing, but it's so hard to explain that moment. But we were traveling to Earth, and then I landed in the womb of my mother and was birthed. And in that moment, the other soul left. And I was like, what the fuck? No, don't leave. And I, in this life, was born with a twin who passed at birth. So being hypnotized and that story being told, I was just like, what? And I didn't tell like the hypnotist at all that like I had had a twin. I'd even just like forgotten that, not that I'd forgotten that I had a twin, but it was just something that I don't think about often. But yeah, that story was told through my hypnosis session, and it was crazy.
That is so wild. And I feel like you probably hear about so many like experiences from people where like they don't think something is going to correlate, but like something comes up that's almost like, how could I make this up? Or like, how could this even happen, to the point where like you have to believe like the hypnotherapy, the past life experience that you've had.
Yeah. And how you know the past life and like hypnotherapy is real is you can't fake emotion. Like people will be in their past lives and just crying. Yeah. And like you felt it. You felt so emotional. Mm-hmm. And that's not just you telling yourself a story. Like you're feeling it. So that's how I know like it's real. Because in the beginning, I was skeptical for sure.
Yeah. And I feel like it's understandable to be skeptical. And it's also one of those things where like, it's so hard to describe unless you do it. And I feel like people listening to this understand now at least like what the subconscious mind is, what hypnotherapy may look like. I want to dive into past life regressions a little bit more, because I think that it is just so interesting. And I feel like a big misconception that I even had about like hypnosis, past life regressions, was that like I was going to be in this state where like almost like I didn't remember anything, or like I was going to be like put under the needle and like all these things were just going to like pop up to you. But the whole time you like leading me through this visualization, like I was the one giving all the information. I was saying what I was seeing. Like I was seeing my husband dead on the bed. I was seeing myself have an affair, just like weird things. And after it, when I was like explaining to like Tatum, my mom, people, I was like, I'm not that creative of a person. Like, I just simply could not have came up with that plot line. Great plot line, could not have came up with it. And then the other thing is like the emotions. Like, I even felt going into it, I was like, yep, I'm gonna be a crier. I could already tell. But like immediately as like I got under in hypnosis and started talking about things, like I was like crying. Like, I have not cried that hard for years. Like, I was like thinking, I mean, literally my husband was just murdered, but like, it was like somebody, like the biggest tragedy had just happened to the point where like, I could not even control. I was like breathing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just like wild that it's just wild unless you try it, like how something like that can like elicit one, such a big visualization, and two, such deep emotion. It's like to the point where once you do it, you're like, okay, like I'm sold. Like, that's just so wild.
Liv, I want to ask you, like, what do you feel like that session like gave you? Like, what kind of like, how did it help you? How was that like healing for you?
That's a good question. I feel like, as we've talked about so many times on this episode, like so much of a part of my health journey has been like the emotional aspect of thing, like feeling really strong attachments to people that I can't get rid of, or having a lot of anxiety. And I'd have to look at our like what you told me in the notes after and like what we talked about in the recording. But I feel like without distinguishing too much about my love life in this life, sometimes I felt like in this life I've gotten screwed over a little bit on the love train. And I feel like just going through that hypnosis or the past life regression just like kind of gave me like the realization, or like knowing that like, okay, like the heartbreaks I've had, the bad things that have happened, like that was supposed to happen. Like, that is a part of like my soul's purpose, my learning in this life. Like, even though it sucks, like that is what I was brought here to like learn about myself. And that's going to help me so much in other things. So I feel like mine was very specific to like love and relationships. And we haven't really talked about like my love relationships on this podcast. But I feel like it just brought me like a sense of like, okay, it's going to be all right. And like Madison said at the beginning of the episode, like, it's not like this crazy, like, revelation that you like find out this absolutely wild thing that's going to change your life and like nobody knows it. It's like little things like, I need to do less. Like, so much of mine was like, do less, live in the moment, like let yourself experience love and heartbreak and whatnot. And like just like simple life reminders that like are just like little knowings that came to me. Yeah. If that makes sense.
Yeah. That's how you know the message is from source, is if it's simple and clear. We like to make things complicated. So when it's just like, be present and, you know, just be happy, have fun. Like, we are here just to learn and have fun. So those are the messages from source.
Like you said, Madison, like, because it is all like on a subconscious level, like these messages, when you do get them, are going to feel very much like, not like Liv said, not like this huge revelation, but just like confirmation of kind of what you low-key already knew, like just deep down, that inner knowing. It's just yeah. more of that like confirmation and that like permission to like accept it and kind of like move forward versus like this huge like life-changing moment.
For sure. All wisdom, the best wisdom comes from yourself. You know, you can read tons of self-help books and like hire coaches. And that's what I've done. I've spent thousands of dollars on coaches and hundreds of self-help books. But the best thing is just like tapping into yourself and to your own guidance. And that's why I love hypnotherapy so much, because it is just like you teaching yourself. And when you teach yourself, your body is just so much open, much more open to receive the lessons. And they just, you feel them. And that's something, this is a whole nother topic, but I just did ayahuasca, and in ceremony, simple truths were coming to me, primarily about like triggers and self-love. And it's something that I know a lot about because I've, you know, read self-help books, but it wasn't until I truly felt it, it like that's when it absorbed into my body. And it was like, oh. So the best healing comes from yourself and not from something outside of yourself.
Yeah. And I feel like especially probably people who listen to this podcast are like looking for things to like help this huge health issue they've had for so long or like something very big. And it's almost easier to hear like do this protocol for this amount of years, exercise like this, eat like this, when sometimes it's like the answers are really within you. And it's as simple as like, okay, do hypnotherapy or like get into theta wave state or like do emotional work, like something that you're like, I'd rather just like you give me 10 supplements and like tell me I'm going to be okay. Hypnotherapy can be like such a big tool to get to the root of the reason that you are having these health symptoms or issues or whatnot.
Yeah. I remember a part of your session is coming back to me. And I don't know what you're comfortable sharing, but this is something that I'm remembering. And you can cut it out if it's too personal.
No, you're good. Is it about my skin? The things that I asked about my skin? Yeah.
Yeah, that you were having skin problems because you were afraid to be fully seen.
Oh my God, I don't even remember that. Okay, that's good for me to remember. It's great for me to remember. Yeah, that's so interesting. And I feel like I've talked about on this podcast, like I have tried like everything under the sun for my skin. And it isn't until I like just chill the F out, do less. And I even talked about how I feel like hypnotherapy has been kind of a process of that for me. But yeah, you can go to hypnotherapy for like so many different things and kind of like find the messages within you. I'm curious, like, what are the main benefits that you feel like you've heard from clients or like heard people say that they feel after a past life regression session or just like doing hypnotherapy consistently?
I would say, so even if you don't get like such a profound message, because that happens sometimes too, where we just go to a past life and you don't fully get maybe what you're looking for. But people will say just the fact that they were able to see a past life shows that this isn't their only life. So then you stop taking it so seriously and then you can like explore and have fun because you know that this isn't all there is. And like we aren't just these bodies, like we're something much bigger than that. So I feel like just going through hypnotherapy kind of allows you to realize that, you know, spirit is real and like souls are real and like we're more than just this material body. And there's lots of other things going on that we just aren't able to see with our limited capacity of like visualization. Cause you know, you see the color chart and it's like this huge spectrum, but humans can only see like this much. But even like with bats, you know, they can hear things that most animals can't hear. And so it's just like there's a lot of things going on that we just can't see. But that doesn't mean it's not real. And so just knowing that we're in these bodies, we're going to be here again, probably if we want to. Coming to Earth is a choice as well. So just understanding that kind of broadens your consciousness. Hypnotherapy is all about expanding your consciousness. And the more it expands, the more you just accept and surrender to life and just allow, you know, information to come in and you're not so focused on just like what's in front of you in this like material world. So that's like a big benefit. And then other benefits are just like more understanding of yourself. I think a lot of us don't really know what we want. Years of programming has taught us this is what we should want and this is what will make you happy. But a lot of the times that's not what it is. So a lot of people don't take the time to fully understand and being like enthralled with ourselves to fully know what like we want, what our purpose is, what we're here to do. What makes us happy? So just gaining that self-awareness is just really important for, I guess, happiness.
How often do you think people should do hypnotherapy? Should it be like a consistent practice? Is it like a once in a while thing?
I think with one session is okay, but if you want to just continually learn about yourself, you're going to go deeper with each session that you have. So Liv, if you came back now that you know kind of how it works, you'll be more open to receiving and the fear will be gone since mm-hmm. you know the process. So just the more you do it, the more answers you receive. And it's really up to you, but one session can be good enough. And I've seen after one session, people like healing their addictions. So it's really about how much you want to heal a certain thing. Because with that, if someone really, really wants to quit smoking, they need one hypnotherapy session and they'll be good to go. But monthly is, I have clients that come every month and it's every time they're learning something new. And then just being in that theta frequency, it's like just dissolves stress and anxiety and just allows the body to like heal in that hour. So I recommend it for sure.
And so we'll obviously have you say in a second, like where people can find you, how they can work with you, whatnot. But what if somebody like doesn't have access to a hypnotherapist near them? Are there any resources like books you've read or anything that people could use to like just get into the world of hypnotherapy or learn more about it?
Yeah. So you can go on YouTube and do, you know, the guided hypnotherapies. I also have started to do Zoom hypnotherapy, which has been a success. I've always been hesitant to do it just because, you know, if someone loses Wi-Fi, you're just like in the very like deep trance, but it's been really great. So, and I know a lot of other hypnotherapists do Zoom therapy sessions. So I would explore into that and then just do the little like 20-minute self-guided, not self-guided, the 20-minute YouTube hypnosis. And then for books, anything by Dolores Cannon. She's who I learned from, but she is just the most interesting human when it comes to hypnotherapy. She like created this method and she was a hypnotist for, I think, 60 years. And so the messages she's received, she's just put it in all in a book. And so you can read about past lives and like what she's learned about the spirit realm from just years and years and years of hypnotizing people. It's
wild. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited to learn about that. I'm ordering on Amazon. I asked the book part for me. but to wrap this up, how can somebody work with you? What's your Instagram, your website, etc.?
So I'm not like heavy on social media just because I've been getting a lot of clients just without doing anything. I know I need to get on the socials. But my Instagram is at McMadison and my website is higherhypnosis.com. Higher as in H-I-G-H-E-R. And yeah, you can just book a session through my website. You can DM me on Instagram. You can also email me. My email is higherhypnosis@gmail.com.
I am like the cat meme where they're like typing super fast to like go book a session with you because this is so fascinating. And yeah, I literally already have your website pulled up on my phone because I'm going to book a session. This has like been such a good conversation and I hope that our listeners find just the value in this and resonate with some of the things that we talked about. I feel like regardless of like where you are in a healing journey or what your goals are, this is something that can apply to everybody. And yeah, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And check the show notes for a special code so you can get a discount off working with Madison.
Yay.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Okay, good night, girls.
Good night. Bye.